Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Taliban fighters defect to ISIS in Afghanistan while gospel workers search for open doors. Then, how a small business makeover turned Mary's Salon into a thriving enterprise in Zambia. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where terror groups are at odds with each other. FMI's Nehemiah Paul says ISIS fighters think the Taliban is too liberal.
They are fighting against Taliban now. Before that, they were one organization or they were playing together, but now they're against each other.
Many Taliban fighters have left the Taliban to join ISIS.
And they know everything about Taliban. They know where their whereabouts. They know how they operate. So it's very strategic for ISIS to fight against Taliban in Afghanistan.
Paul says ISIS members oppose anyone who takes issue with a regional expansion strategy, which extends beyond Afghanistan.
They want to make one region, and they call this Khorasan, and they want to make Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Nepal.
He says there's a reason so many lone wolf attacks are claimed by ISIS.
Hey, I want to tell you, this ISIS, the ideology is not about the organization, it's about the mindset.
When Paul asks his partners on the ground how to pray, they respond with a clear answer.
Please pray for Taliban. Please pray for ISIS, because Jesus is the only hope who can provide eternal life and salvation.
Please pray for FMI partners, too, that God would open doors for them to enter towns controlled by either ISIS or the Taliban, and that the Lord would soften hearts through his word. Next, imagine moving to a new country for work, and on day one, your employer confiscates your passport. Meet a common reality of Lebanon's kafala system. Hinwa Ahihi says, with Tamar LSESD says,
the kafala system is a migrant labor system in the Middle East that is often described as modern day slavery. Migrant workers' legal status and employment are tied to a local sponsor, meaning the employer has full authority over their ability to change jobs or leave the country.
The war in Lebanon has made migrant workers even more vulnerable to abuse. The team at Thimar has heard stories of them being locked inside houses in southern Lebanon as their employers fled the bombings. Others in Beirut have been abandoned and left to wander the streets without their documents. One young worker, we'll call Hayat, recently connected with Mirath, Thimar's gospel-centered relief ministry.
She bore harsh mistreatment for 3 years, but eventually, when she felt like a prisoner, deprived of every right, she decided freedom over slavery.
She survived the war in temporary housing under threat of bombs. Would you pray for her and other migrant workers like her? She recently wrote and paid for the cost to publish a book of Christian devotionals. Ask God to help her find work so that she can repay that debt. There's more at missionnews.org. And finally, entrepreneurship is a valuable skill in Zambia, one of the world's poorest countries. Over 64% of the population lives on less than $2 a day, and competition is stiff in the traditional job market. Entrepreneurs like Mary benefit greatly from the partnership between Full Circle and Farms International. Tim Landis with Farms says,
Mary's story is she had a salon business and went through the Full Circle entrepreneur development box. And it allowed her to think creatively about how she could change up her business.
Inspired by the training she received, Mary sought ways to make her salon more attractive to a niche market, kids.
She painted things different colors, made her salon more vibrant, more inviting for kids to come in.
Mary's income rose fivefold, and she had to hire 2 employees to help her meet the demand. Mary's church is also benefiting.
We promote giving back to the local church, so that's built into some of our farms loans. We want to see them giving back into their local church so they can support their pastor or church growth or evangelism.
If you live in the U.S., you can hear more stories like Mary's and get the full scope of Farms Approach next week.
On March 22nd, Farms is having its first ever gala fundraising event in Pennsylvania.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.